Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and sitting next to me is John Delorier, Peach State Roofing, and today we've got Chris Dyroll from Ready Dyroll Consulting. So we're going to get into a great conversation with Chris. We've got some great stuff to talk about, particularly when it comes to virtual assistants. But before we do, let's hear from John.
Support for the Roofer Coach podcast comes from Ruby, the number one customer communication solution for growing roofing businesses. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ruby creates exceptional experiences for your callers and website visitors. They take messages, screen and transfer callers, schedule appointments, perform new customer intake, confirm details with outbound calls, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist, only better, because they turn every ring into a relationship. It all adds up to more opportunities and more time saved. For more information, visit get.ruby.com/theroofercoach for up to $150 off your first month. Imagine you powered by Ruby.
Thank you for that. Let's get an update.
Season started. We don't have any storms yet, but April 1st is kind of our first kind of big push when we do roofing for the year. April through October is our real season. So, yeah, we're just pushing forward. We have a bunch of new content coming out to help homeowners decide. The team is ready. The process is ready. We're just ready to grow Peach State Roofing.
Love it. All right, man. Good for you. Well, let's get into it with Chris. Chris?
What's up, man? Glad to be here.
It is all good. It's great to see you again. Why don't you give our listeners, you've been on a number of times, but why don't you give them an update on what's cooking?
Yeah. So we are underway in the Ready to Roll consulting company. This is something that, we've been working on for a while now, and I've had some opportunities over the past 6-12 months where I've been working with some new businesses, new contractors, whether it's roofing, siding, insulation, or painting, and kind of seeing some new tools, tips, trades, things like that that people are doing differently. And so I'm getting to really find out that most businesses need help with people, finding that person for an entry-level position. And so I've really been focused a lot lately. Got a couple local roofing contractors that I'm friends with that I've helped implement virtual assistants into their businesses. So we had them in ours, but now I'm kind of finding more people are coming to me saying, hey, help me. How the hell do you do this? Like, let's get this up and running in my business too.
Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about virtual assistants and how they can help you, how to find them, and what kind of results you can see from them, because both Chris and John use them and use SMA in particular. And that's really kind of the model that we want to talk about, because these guys are awesome. And these are the guys that you want to go to. And we'll get into that information afterwards. But and Chris is one of their implementers, so you certainly got it dialed in. But John, let's start with you. You've got SMA, virtual assistant, Kathleen, she's awesome and has been huge in your success in your business, because I love your model. You know, you do a lot of outsourcing. You don't have a lot of employees. So you're missing out on all those headaches and all those calls in the morning where it's like, I don't feel so good. I'm not going to come in, or I need to take a vacation. All of these things. But John, what was the problem that you had, and how did you come around to saying, you know, I'm going to try out this virtual assistant route, and how did you go about it, and really, what are the results you're seeing from it? Because I know it's working for you.
So in the beginning of my business, I really did not know my numbers well. I just knew that running a business was pretty expensive, and I knew that it was more expensive than most people thought. I just saw all these different types of home service business owners like wondering where the money was. And so from the very beginning, I was like, how efficient can I be with the roles and the task in my business? So I don't want to compromise on the customer experience. So one thing that I read years ago was Michael Hyatt's book, The World-Class Assistant. You can find it. You can audible it. I read it and listen to it at the same time. There's something in there called the Freedom Compass. It's basically the things that you're good at, the thing that you like, and then the opposite of that, which is the things you're not good at and the things that you don't like. And so you're essentially trying to find people that love to do the things that you don't love to do and are not good at. And so that is the easiest way that I know how to explain why you need to choose somebody to expand your business. And so you've got these problems, you got these skill sets that you need to fill. And then you look at the cost of even having like a $20, $25 an hour person. And I've always believed that you need to pay at the top of the echelon of the pay scale. If you want the best, you need to pay for the best. You need to have those roles defined. And so to do that, you need a significant cash flow. You need significant lead flow. You need all these things that some people may not have. So I found that virtual assistants was the answer, because they are focused on a specific set of tasks. They're not focused on the other parts of being a traditional W-2 employee. They're focused on executing these items every day and every week. And the complexity of getting sick and all these other things that you mentioned before are not there, because they're paid based on the work that they do. And it's a very professional relationship. It is not an employer-employee relationship. It is, I have hired you as a contractor to do these task for my business to help me grow. And I've always loved that relationship. It's the same with having subcontractors for labor crews. Every single job is a tryout. Every single job is a job interview. When people get complacent, I feel like a lot of people as employees get complacent, and then the efficiency drops and you're paying for a premium with less efficiency. So a lot of people talk about like the challenges or objections of having a virtual assistant. I genuinely think that it's a better relationship between the actual contractor and then the tasks that are getting done than having an employer-employee relationship. I think it's better for the contractor, for most people, as long as you understand the expectations and you understand what needs to be done in your business. That's a long way of saying how I got into the virtual assistant part of my business. And I do use Kathleen. Kathleen's amazing. SMA is amazing. I also have Tisha, who is an independent virtual assistant who tackles a lot of my bookkeeping and numbers and things like that. So she's outside of SMA. So two different ways. I have a US-based, and then I have an SMA-based virtual assistant from a business. And we're going to grow into at least one more for our business over the next 12 months.
Mine's set up the same way. I've got also a US-based, and also I work with Tisha, works with me on the Roofer CFO, by the way, where we come in and do financial help and so forth. But where people have failed, they say, I've tried that, it doesn't work. They've gone on to Fiverr or Upwork, and they hire somebody, and if you get somebody, they're just sitting there and say, well, it didn't work for me. And I think what I find is it's just like managing anybody. You know, you are a manager, you're a leader. You've got to really, one, understand why you're hiring this person. And number two, you have to be crystal clear on whether it's a job description or what they're going to do, just like hiring anybody. And this is where I see them fail, because they don't have that, they don't have that clarity, and they don't explain it right. They expect people to come in and just, oh, I'm going to solve all my problems. Well, no, it's managing people. And anytime you're doing that, a lot of things can go south. So, John, I know that you really you're always process driven, like we talk about on the show all the time. How did you, you know, set this up? How did you go about finding Kathleen? And don't you agree that you've really got to have a crystal clear picture of what they're going to do and how they're going to do it?
100%. You can ask Tisha. She'll laugh. She's been with me since 2019. How different. I thought I had my processes together and correct. And I just read the book and I was like, I'm on fire. I'm going to do this right. And you do really need to be focused on your process. That is what's going to help you. As long as you are focused on the checklist, the things you have to do each day for each customer, then you will be successful. You'll have clear expectations of what the job description is. That will also help you hire the right person because they may not have that skill set. And being very, very forward saying, hey, I know you want a job. I know you want to do these things and you can do whatever it takes. And that's a great quality. But I need you to be excellent at these things. I need you to like it and be really good at it. I don't need you to just want a job. It's really important. It's just like hiring anyone. You need to hire the VA that has those skill sets. It's called the desire zone. Are they really good at it? And do they like it a lot? Those are two things. You hire people to do those tasks for you. And the way you do that is by knowing your process and knowing what's broken in your process and then filling that gap with that particular individual. That's the most important thing. And then when Kathleen came up on, it was awesome because SMA does have a really, really good process. They don't just, you know, hey, here's a group of people, pay us, and then we'll figure it out. It's actually more organized. There is some training that SMA does for their virtual assistants. And then they actually fill that position based on your needs. I forgot the whole thing, but there's a questionnaire of what you're looking for. And then they take you through at least a couple different calls to onboard you to make sure that that person is going to meet your needs and to make sure that they're a good fit for your business. It's really important. On top of that, like Thursday and Friday last week, Kathleen was on vacation. She's like, I'm going to be on vacation. Perfect. I want her to be on vacation as much as she can. The way SMA set up is that her manager, Alan, took over the calls to start. She's basically inside sales as well. So she starts estimates. There's a lot of inside sales kind of thing she does. Alan already knows the process because SMA is very detail oriented and has our process that we have helped write with them. They have it all in their system. So whether it's, you know, anyone else on that team that needs to take over, they know the script to say for the phone calls into the pre-qualification questions. It is not as good as Kathleen because Kathleen's really embedded into our business, but they're going to be much better than just having a random person answer the phone and just, you know, take down your information. It's going to be much better experience for the customer. And those leads are really hard to get anyway. So you want to maximize each phone call and each inquiry. She's also Kathleen's part, all of our intake. So like any Yelp or Google Business Profile, any of those types of messages that come through, they come to her too. So she's able to answer all those questions, schedule those appointments in the same way when she was on vacation. Alan did the same thing. So SMA is another huge advantage for them is that you're not relying on one person. Even though there's a dedicated person to your business, she has someone else who can help her if she was sick or out, whatever the reason may be. It's a really, really awesome company and really a huge benefit for my business.
Well, I want to dig into what she's doing there and go through the process. But we invited Chris to come on the show and we haven't even let him speak. So how about if we bring Chris?
It's been fun to be here to listen to
this conversation. Chris, what's been your experience and, give us your thoughts on VAs.
This is kind of perfect for me to just not talk for a minute, because I think what you guys just went through, it's like you kind of walked, here's the way you could go about and get it yourself. Like there's a million opportunities to go find remote work for yourself, but the weakness that all of us have is we're pretty poor at training individuals. We're poor at documenting our processes. There's a lot of things that we have internal to our brain that it's tough for us to offload to somebody else, and then it doesn't work because we're not good at building that training program. And so one of the biggest headaches is like, okay, not only do I got to find somebody, screen the candidates, go get somebody, it's like, make a job description, make sure I understand what I'm actually looking for, versus you have, you know, whether it's SMA or there's some other organizations out there that staff them, but SMA has done a great job of saying, listen, we know that 80% of the roofers in the industry are using these softwares, these processes, these types of things. And so we can find people that really have a good skill set to match this type of role. And so when you're looking at like starting this journey for John, it's like you were a little proactive, same as where we were in our business. My wife had a background in corporate America. We brought two virtual assistants into our business, and it was kind of just part of that process that she was building. But it's something that a lot of people, they'll need just even the thinking, like, how do I think through that? Okay, what are we going to do to shake this all up and now put this virtual assistant into place? And so sometimes even just starting this conversation with, what do I do first? Like, how do I even think about it is where some of these owners need to start. And that's where I can kind of help them with. It's like, all right, let's look at where's your biggest issues right now. And so when we did it in our business, it was like, what's the thing I'm doing 100 times a week that's taken me 5 minutes every time I do it? It's like, great, get those things off my plate. We structured it where we took our inside salesperson, pulled her out to be an outside salesperson, and then put the VA into the inside seat. And so it was something where it was kind of a natural transition of, we've already realized this role can be remote because Elizabeth can work from home half the time anyways. It doesn't need to be here. Why do we need to pay a US-based person who's going to sit on Netflix for half the day while they're at home and like, yeah, I'm doing estimates and watching some shows and, you know, farting around, whatnot. So there's just that like knowing that there's going to be somebody there that's not watching Netflix all day versus, you know, 40 hours of mostly work. And it's like, it's not one person, it's everybody. Like we all have stuff that's going to pop up and it's like, oh yeah, I got distracted and got on a tangent.
I don't mean to get too far off into the weeds, but, you know, like I usually do. However, we were talking earlier, and this is what we talk about all the time, Chris and John, is implementation. Not to get off on another subject, but when it comes to software in particular, say you've got a CRM. Well, some, you go, oh, this is going to solve all my problems. They buy it. They don't know how to use it. They're using maybe 5% of the capabilities. You just don't know how to install it. They don't know how to use it. They don't know how the process goes. And this is why I think you should change your business to Chris the Implementer, man. I mean, you know, that's where contractors need the help is implementation. And this is what we're talking about here with SMA is that you're one of their implementers. Just give us a quick update on why, if you think that's true, what the problems are that you see out there with contractors and implementing this, whether it's software or just getting things going and make it happen. Again, really kind of outsourcing this process where you're going to, man, it's just going to, whether it's a website or how to set up your website, how you want it to look, all of these things. Give us a little insight into that, would you?
Yeah, it's kind of like you're talking about almost like the shiny object syndrome where we're always looking for the, oh, this will be the thing that solves it for me. Like whether it is this new CRM, this new fill in the blank software. Oftentimes it's not. It goes back to that, you know, having a process of like, well, what's your goal? More leads, more sales, more revenue. Like there's way to get that that are completely independent. Like there's some Amish bookkeeper or book, you know, bookshelf maker, cabinet maker out there that's making, you know, $1 million more than you are. And he doesn't need a single software, but it's because he's got a process to go out, do the work, keep score of the work, like you always say. And so for the industry, like most people are just always hoping the next thing they'll hit is the easy button that'll bring it all together for them. And so many people just need to take kind of that. It's like, hey, let's sit down, let's talk. Let's just put the pause button for a second and say, okay, tell me the past five things you think you needed to implement and what the changes were going to be. And then let's see, were they really what you wanted? And kind of figure out a plan of like where you're at versus where you're going before you make any more decisions to buy things, get softwares, implement changes, that sort of stuff. So I do think that the software component, what you're bringing up, is a relevant kind of tangent to the VAs because there's a lot of times where the software is never going to be the problem. It was always because you didn't have somebody putting in the right information into that system you had before. It was fully capable, but you didn't have somebody updating the notes, keeping track of shingle colors or square sizes or whatever it might be, all this data that if it was there, you could make better decisions in your business, but it's not there because you don't have the time to do it, and then it gets left off. And so a software is never going to be able to kind of like do that boring work behind the scenes for you that needs to get done. And that's where, you know, people come in, whether it's in-house in, you know, right here in your office or if it's remote.
I like it. Well, I'm going to bring us back in here. John, you've got this great process. We talk about Kathleen all the time. Give us a little update. Tell us how your business is set up, because you don't have a big office staff. You're kicking ass doing a lot of business, getting all these great reviews, satisfied customers, and so forth. Run us through your process on what Kathleen is doing so we can really understand how SMA can really help us. Because, you know, we've got our mastermind group, you know, the Roofer Mastermind, which everybody should check out. And if you want to be involved with a mastermind group with like-thinking contractors. But we've got Scott T-Bay and both Ruben in our group. And I know they both use SMA. And it's working great for them. So how do you have this set up?
So, you know, your business is probably different than mine. I have certain things that drive me. Obviously, there's revenue goals. There's all kinds of things that I want to do. There's profit goals. There's a lot of things that can drive you in your business. So I just know that I want every person on my team. I don't let people call me boss or I work for John. Everyone's part of my team. That's another reason why I like to have an independent contractor model like SMA, because I want them to understand they're part of the team. They're not my employee. I mean, Kathleen was calling me boss in the beginning. It's like, you can't call me boss. You can't. I'm not going to let you do that. You have to call me something else. So same with all of our crews. I don't want people to call me boss ever. I want everyone to be as fulfilled as possible each day and each week in their role in the business. That's why I like the book World Class Assistant, because I want people to be the most satisfied in their daily activities. So Kathleen has indicated she basically does two jobs. She does inside sales and she does production management. So she does, you know, she's ordering permits, scheduling crews, communicating with customers. She's ordering materials, all that stuff. She loves that part of it. She is really good at inside sales as well. But the next person that we hire is going to be an inside salesperson. And it's probably going to be SMA. They're going to have somebody with a different skill set that loves that first touch part of the process. So right now, Kathleen does both. She is answering the phone. She's amazing. I have a lot of questions about that. Like, she's based in the Philippines. How does it affect your ability to answer the phone? Like, different types of people calling you depending on where you're located in the country. People love her. People constantly talk to me about how much they love Kathleen. So if you have any hesitations about that, she's amazing. You just set really clear expectations and good personality types that love to be just nice on the phone and kind and helpful. Everybody, I mean, people go out of their way to tell me how much they like Kathleen. So don't worry about that part if you're hesitant at all. She's somebody who's out of the country. That's a big question that I get. So she answered.
But it can be a big problem. I mean, you know, you don't want to have one of these call centers that you get, you know, and you're calling the airlines and so forth. So you've really got to think that through. And that's a problem.
I mean, that was the question. The only objection that I had when I was signing on with SMA, I said, so just talk to me about dialect. Talk to me about like education. And this is their standard at SMA. If your team member is dreaming in English, then they're ready to be one of your VAs. And so that's true. I mean, that's exactly what we've experienced the whole time. She's answering our phones. Everybody loves her. She's doing all the things from setting up, ordering Eagle Views, pre-qualifying people, starting the ProLine proposal, getting everything set up for the outside sales reps, which is Clay and Cameron. And they're doing the inspections. They have everything ready because Kathleen set it all up. Everything's in company cam. It's all set up because of Proline and because of Kathleen. We sell the job. She takes it from there. The handoff happens. There's still communication with the sales reps, but Kathleen's really taking care of that customer from the communication side, and it really gives an excellent experience. I mean, it is overwhelmingly, you see it in our reviews and from the feedback that we get, that how much people love working with Kathleen. So,
yeah, but we see, you know, contractors that are your size business that might have two or three people in the office that are doing the tasks that you're talking about.
I love this. I'm jumping in to tell a quick story to that.
There should be two. Please. To be fair, there should be two. Kathleen's amazing. I mean, she loves what she does. And she's very efficient at it.
Chris, what do you got?
So I'll go back to like how we have it structured, because we do have two agents in our business where it's like sales and production. But back to the efficiency thing, I was talking to a local guy in my market. We were at one of those Atlas rep or the Atlas events when they come to town. And, you know, he's telling me about how they got an inside sales guy who gets 5% commission for every one of his old leads that he's closing for him. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, he's got a sales team, probably four other people. I kind of know where they're at in our market. And I'm like, we're not doing that much less in volume than they are, but we have like a third the amount of people it's taking to get to where we're at. And so it was funny because he's like all excited about, yeah, I got the inside guy and I'm paying him 5%. I'm like, yeah, all I've got is this app called Proline and then a virtual assistant. Like, I don't have all these people. I just got one person and some software. And it's like the look on his face once he realizes, yeah, I have a follow-up tool that costs me $50 a month and a person who's making this phone call that it's a flat fee every month. I don't pay commission for him to go follow up and close leads for me. I'm like, this is where times get a little tough. That margin that you guys are happy making right now, when it has to start coming down, there's no meat left on the bone for you guys. Like for us, we've got a lot of meat left on the bone that, okay, maybe we're going to make a little less, but we're still doing okay. So,
you know, what you use them for, John, you know, I call, you know, a customer experience rep type of thing. And this is where so many contractors fall down and they complain about this. And you could tell from their reviews, they're not good and they don't get reviews, or they get 3 and 4 star reviews where they should be getting all these 5 star reviews. And I think you can tell us about it, but I think Kathleen, part of her process is getting those reviews. But when it comes from, you know, just calling customers, being in touch with them and letting them know how this job is going to go, somebody really just kind of hold their hand through the process. And this is where the ball gets dropped all the time, because you don't really have somebody in that position of giving that 5-star experience all the way through the job. And that's what it's all about. And this is where so many contractors screw it up. You know, they just don't have that. How does it work for you, John?
So this whole process of finding your roofing contractor, signing the contract, waiting for the roof to get replaced, roof day, is my house going to be cleaned up at the end of it? All that is a very tense situation for a homeowner. Not to mention the cost now is wildly expensive from most people's perspective. They just don't realize how much it costs. Our goal for like an actual customer experience is that no one ever gets sent a voicemail. Now, it does happen because there's all kinds of extenuating circumstances, but our goal is that never happens. And the way you do that is by having somebody who's there focused on that whole task, not a production manager that's out in the field, not a sales rep that's out in the field, somebody who's driving a bunch. Like, that was me in the beginning, like one man show doing all the things. You need somebody who's always able to answer text messages and phone calls and emails all the time, all day. And I mean, Proline lets you see that, because it doesn't matter who's doing the thing. You see the entire activity feed. Every text message, every phone call is all recorded. Every email, they can see it all. It's really important. And you need to have somebody who's there to answer it really quickly. That customer may have a worry moment during that process. Doesn't matter what part of it. But they want to trust that this company is going to be there. that they have someone they can call. I'm just so happy I was able to, like, Kathleen was always answering my questions. Like, that's, it's really important. When you're talking about customer experience, that's it. It's like, this stresses people out. You need to, the way you diffuse that stress is by having somebody always available for them. Not just a receptionist, but somebody who actually can see the process, who actually has a better, more educated experience, a more educated view of that customer's current experience. You're able to pull up exactly what's going on, review the conversation in real time, and talk to that person and maybe answer a simple question that diffuses the whole situation. Like, it's better for the customer. It's better for the company. You're going to get more five-star reviews because of that exact reason. You're just giving them a better experience, and that means answering your phone, answering texts, answering emails in a very, very efficient way.
How much better does it go when somebody has that problem, John, and they're like, hey, I've got an issue, and Kathleen immediately can text right back and be like, let me call you right now and talk about it. Like, it takes that something that could have been an issue from them stewing on it, and it's like, boom, instant response. Let's nip this in the bud and kind of get this back to, we've got you covered. We're going to resolve it. Like,
it's so much better. So, like, here's a good example. A realtor in Athens who's referred us a bunch of business. We've done two of her personal roofs. Several hundred thousand dollars of work she's referred us to. She emailed me like 9 o'clock last night. And I'm like, I typically don't respond, but it was a single sentence response. All caps, thank you, exclamation point from her, because she's probably freaking out about something that's not a big deal. But because that's just a good example of something that happened last night. If we can do that during business hours as much as possible, it makes our customers actual raving fans, because it went from stressful long email, I responded, exclamation point, thank you. Like, that's how you give a good customer experience. Like, that's what you do. It's not a trick. You just,
I don't need you to fix it for me right this second. Just tell me you're going to fix it. And that's it.
Chris, what, you've got two VAs at Tresnik. What do they do? And so, tell us about your process.
Yeah. So when we talk about efficient processes, like, this is one, because of how we set up our business, we have a very efficient process. And so we now don't really touch our customer until, like, it's Elizabeth, who's outside sales. She doesn't touch them until she shows up for the on-site inspection. So Miguel handles everything from initial, like, that lead call of, I need to set an appointment to get a roof inspection. Let's start working on an estimate. We're going to pull the measurement reports, work up the sumos, get everything ready so that somebody can go out and sell a roof. And when she shows up, they've already seen the email with our quote. They've seen all the stuff. And now she's just there like, hey, what questions do you have? Can I answer? And between the time they call in to the time we show up for an inspection, he's the one answering some of those, like, oh, by the way, somebody else came out and they showed me X color. And it's like, cool, let me send you a link to our gallery so you can get an idea of these colors before we come out. Like, doing those little activities that you just, it's like giving me the leg up against our competitors. And so we have it set up where basically up until a signed contract, everything goes to the first VA. And then everything after a signed contract goes to the second VA. So production-related items, material orders, permits, job schedules. Like, think of that week where you're like, dude, I need a job for Tuesday. It's Thursday. Everything's messed up in the schedule. And you're like, can somebody just answer the phone and give me a job to schedule? It's like, hey, Carlo, this is your job, is keeping the schedule filled with people. And so it's like, we don't run into that, because if something happens, he's like, I'm already calling the next 15 people to put somebody else in that spot. So we've tried to do a good job of, like, let's get this foundation of the core processes we can hand off to them. And now it's like, okay, what's the next thing we can take off, or what's the next thing we can modify to improve that process? So stuff like taking the roof R measurement, putting it in a company cam, getting it ready so that when the salesperson goes out there, they can do a ventilation diagram and mark it up and say, here's where the intakes, here's where this are, and then change those notes and kind of put the notes in the system so that we don't miss that we need these things later. And so a lot of that just data housekeeping, like, it's really, really beneficial to make sure notes don't get missing anywhere throughout that journey.
You know, I just want to throw in a couple of things that I just thought of. One, we had Greg DeSimone on the other day about private equity and having these companies rolling up, you know, getting your company purchased and so forth. And we were having this discussion about 1099 versus W-2 and all of this business. First off, if you've got employees, you've got to have them set up with W-2s. You can't be 1099, you know, including your salespeople. You better be careful how you set up your field people and do it the right way. Because as Adam Benson said the other day, you know, he's got a whole new group and he gave us a good warning, good update on what's going on with that. But John, there is no 1099. There's no W-2. Tell us how this works. I mean, it's... my guys, they handle it.
From an SMA perspective, or just, is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the value also of that with a VA is that normally this would be a W-2 position.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are definitely huge financial, mental, emotional advantages to having a VA. So it's B2B. You're not paying payroll tax. They're providing a service. It's just like hiring any other vendor. And it's a huge deal. And just to be transparent, we pay $20 an hour. It's not one of those VA firms that are like, you can get a VA for $7 an hour. Well, that's a huge thing for me from a humanitarian perspective. Like, I want Kathleen to get paid the highest tier, just like I said before, for her market. I don't see any of that, but I know that if I'm paying, and I know Joe Hoffman, and I know that he wants to have a very ethical, he's a great guy, wants to have an amazing company and pay at the highest level. It's really important to me to work with somebody like that, that wants to pay their VAs at the highest level that they possibly can. Yeah, it's a huge advantage for American-based businesses because of the, you know, not paying payroll tax, not having office supplies you have to, not having an office space that they have to be at. Like, there's so many indirect costs that are associated with an actual in-house employee that we don't pay. So even if you had to have, you had remote workers in that were like Tisha, it's the same thing. She covers for all of her office supplies, all that stuff. It is a really, really huge advantage from a financial perspective. And again, like what you're saying, Chris, you want to have some meat on the bones. And so, like, it is our job. I say this a lot. I know it's I'm being a dead horse. It is the way we keep our promises is by having profit. And more profit than what most people think. I hear this, like, how do you have that much profit? And you're ripping people off. No, we want to be, the only way to keep our promises to our customers, to our crews, to our suppliers, to everyone, to our manufacturers, to everything, the only way we keep our promises is by staying in business. And the way you stay in business is by having very profitable jobs. So one of the ways you do that is to reduce your overhead. And virtual assistants help reduce your overhead versus an in-house employee. 2 + 2 = 4. So this is a very simple math problem. You want to be as competitive as you can in the market, but have the highest profit margin you could possibly have so that you can keep all those promises to all those people.
As we talk on this show all the time and through our coaching, we talk about when you're building a business, you're building it to sell. Doesn't mean you need to sell it down the road, but you're building it to basically put yourself out of a job, okay? And this is part of, we talk about the two-week vacation. It's like having a two-week vacation. If you can't take a two-week vacation from your business, you don't have a business, you've got a job. And this is really helpful for being able to step away from your business, get out of the day-to-day, you know, headaches and wearing all the hats and the juggling all the balls and so forth. And building this business where you've got your processes down, you understand the flow of our three-legged stool where you've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And this is how you keep it in balance. And you can step away, and you don't have to worry about people that are, you know, as you say, you know, playing solitaire all day or watching Netflix, all of this business. This is a great way to do it. But Chris, why don't you wrap us up and tell us a little more about SMA and how you can help them with the implementation part, what they should do to get more information about this.
Yeah. So anybody that's interested in this, we're going to put the links in the show description and stuff, I'm sure, but they can reach out to me via my website. They can also go to the SMA support website. Set up an intro call. Let's sit down and talk, whether it's with me or whether it's, you know, one of the other people on the SMA team. We can talk to you about how this might fit into your business, why you might consider this, whether you're a retail person, whether you're shingles, commercial, insurance, it doesn't matter. There are tasks in your business that if you look at, let's call it a 40-hour work week, and we're probably being optimistic here for most entrepreneurs, let's look at your 60-hour work week. 30 hours of those tasks, a lot of times in a roofing business, a contracting business, somebody else could be doing them. And part of my job is helping you understand that, no, you're not special. You're not the only person that can do this task. And here's how we're going to help. Take that knowledge that's in your brain and transfer it to that other person and then put them in that place so that they can keep those things moving. So whether it's helping you as the owner understand, how do I make this work and get my team to buy into this? I can talk to you, or I can talk to the person at the ground level where they say, there's just nobody else that can do this. And it's like, okay, let's sit down and I'm going to show you how to do this. And I'm going to show you, once you give these tasks to this other person, everybody else is always worried they're going to be, you know, let go, going to train them and they're going to kick me out. It's like, no, you're going to buy time back in your day. So whether it's for people on your team to give them more freedom so that they can step away from their job, you know, I want to go walk the dog and not have to pick up the phone call right in the middle. It's like, I got somebody that's there. I want to be able to leave at 3 o'clock on a Thursday and go take my kids to soccer practice. Like, I don't have to worry about it. Somebody's there. And it's knowing that it's like, if you're trying to get more freedom in your life in away from your business, it's like, there's a way to do it. Maybe you don't understand how to get there, but that's what I can help you with. And it's something where, even if it's just, let's sit down and kind of shoot the shit for half an hour, let's talk about it. And sometimes, yeah, you don't need a virtual assistant. You got people on your team that you can just get them to do some of these things for you. Awesome. Save yourself the cash. Don't do anything. But if you do want to do it, the implementation to get a virtual assistant, I mean, it's under $10,000. This is not a big expense. Let's talk about the kind of the scope of what you need done. But typically, for a single agent, like, we're talking $5,000 or less for an implementation to get them started, get your process rolling. And then the monthly cost, it's like $3,100 a month paid to SMA for 40 hours a week. 4 weeks every, or the full month every year, where they're just working. And so the cost versus what you're going to get elsewhere, it's just like John said earlier, it's really some efficiency gains when you look at your bottom line versus what you can produce versus what it costs to get you there. So,
and I just give you a little plug here, Chris, because you do an awesome job. You do so much more. That's why I say you're the implementer. You've got a great knowledge of the industry, what's going on, and how to run efficient operations. So, love that. Give us your contact information one more time, and throw in SMA's contact, because I don't think we've done that.
Perfect. So my website, Ready to Roll, Ready, D-I-R-O-L-L, and
catchy.
SMA support is smasupport.us. So it's sales, marketing, administration is what SMA stands for. SMASupport.us. We'll do set something up so that we're going to give a little bit extra stuff away for anybody that's working, you know, with you too, Dave. So,
hey, cool. Yeah, always throw out where you heard about us. That always helps out. John, let's wrap it up. What do you got?
If you have a list of things that you're like, I know I need to, Chris will help you do that. That's all I can say. Like, it doesn't have to be SMA. Everything, we're going to talk about it again, but whether your process is great or not, you can benefit from having a conversation with Chris. And I really, not just the time, not just the freeing up your time and being more efficient, I think there's actually a significant financial benefit for you to do this, not just selling your business one day, but like in the near future, you can actually, I saw it in my business, having an implementer help you do this, actually taking the investment and going through the process was a huge deal financially for us. So it's a no brainer for me to have somebody, because I'm a pretty good implementer for myself, but having somebody outside that will look at my business and actually do the things that I know I need to do, that's what Chris does.
And I'm just going to give another shout out for our friend Tim Brown and the guys over at Hook Agency. John, they did your website. That's all they got to do. Go to your website. What's your website address again?
Go to peachstateroofing.com.
And Chris, they did Tresnick's also. Yep. I got two guys here that have awesome websites. How do they get in touch with your business?
Yeah, for the roofing business, they can check out our Hook website at tresnickroofing.com.
Love it. All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much. Chris, always great to talk to you. And John, we will see you in the mastermind tomorrow. All right. Thanks, guys. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. And speaking of masterminds, if you're interested in getting together with a group of non-competing contractors, like-minded from around the country, doing the same type of business that you are, struggling with the same struggles that you have, you want to check out our mastermind groups. It's called the Roofer Mastermind. And we've got a number of them. We've got groups from startup to $1 million in sales. And this is really about learning how to build the foundation of your business where it's solid. And the things that you need to know, we can talk about the automations that you can get set up as a smaller company where you're prepared to grow into a larger, profitable, and I do emphasize the word profitable, business. And we've also got groups between of 1 million up to 5, 6, 7 million in annual sales. We top it out there only because larger companies, we're getting into different conversations and so forth. And we want to really focus on those smaller contractors that can really use the help. And with a mastermind that's focused on that size business and the problems that you have. So if that's something you're interested in, reach out to me. Go to our contact page at theroofershow.com. Set up a time with me. We will talk about your business and see if it's a good fit for both of us, because we want to make sure that your time is well spent with other contractors that can share what's working and what's not working in their businesses. And we just help each other. So check that out. And we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.